Good morning. You're listening to a KGNU Boulder City Council Forum. I'm Roz Brown. 15 Boulder residents are running for 6 open seats on City Council, with the election set for Tuesday, November 5th. Today, KGNU will be speaking with Junie Joseph, Andy Chalani, and Corina Hoka. Each candidate will have 1 minute for an opening statement, and then we'll move on to critical issues facing the Boulder community. Today, we'll start with Andy. Andy, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for Boulder City Council?
Thank you, Roz. My name is Andy Chalani. I have lived in Boulder for 44 years. I'm a single dad. I raised my kids here, and I've had 2 small businesses for approximately 40 of those 44 years. The reason I am running for City Council is that I find there are many very compelling reasons and issues that are in Boulder today, and I think that hopefully my voice will be able to address some of the concerns that many of our citizens have.
All right. Thank you, Andy. And then next we'll move on to Junie Joseph. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you so much. My name is Junie Joseph, and I'm running for Boulder City Council. I'm running for council because socioeconomic diversity and political inclusion matters. When I first moved here to Boulder, I had issues fighting affordable housing, and that has really compelled me to move to a city like Boulder that is very vibrant, who claim to be socially inclusive, but at the same time, there are a lot of people in the community that are suffering because they can't find affordable housing. I've also volunteered at the Boulder Shelter, and I've seen people who work in this community who can't find a place to stay, and they live at the Boulder Shelter. So all this have compelled me, but also I've worked. I have past experience. For the past 4 years, I've worked within the United Nations system, and I've also worked in Africa and other countries. So I've had the experience of traveling the world, working on socioeconomic diversity and political inclusion, and I moved here to Boulder because I was in search of that better place. And I did find it, but at the same time, I think there's a lot we can work through, and I would like to be part of that solution.
Thank you. And finally, Corina, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Corina Hulka, and I'm running for Boulder City Council. I've lived in Boulder for 5 years and in Colorado for 10. I'm immigrated from Peru, where I earned my college degree in education, and I work as a high school teacher. The Boulder community has been very welcome to me and my family, and I'm proud to be raising my 2 children here in Boulder. I'm running for City Council to be a voice for the people of Boulder. There's a lot of talk about the people that want to move to Boulder, but I think we are sometimes ignoring the people that are already living here and are struggling to remain here. So I'm running for City Council to help and to represent this vanishing middle class, the vulnerable, and also the immigrant populations, and of course, all the residents of Boulder. As a mom, I want to represent the concerns of all moms about their children and teens. And as a Latina, I want to support all the programs for immigrants. I'm running for council because I want to make Boulder a better place to live, not just for us, but the future generations to come.
All right. And Corina, let's just stick with you for a minute. If you were elected to Boulder City Council in November, what would your top 3 priorities be for getting work done?
So my 3 priorities will be, I want to focus in growth and development. I want to be sure that the growth in Boulder, the slow growth, actually benefits the real people, the people that want to live here, that want to make a living here, and not the interests of the state developers, land speculators, and all of that. I want to be sure that the housing benefits people here. I also want to focus in public processes. I want to be sure that all the voices and all the people of Boulder have a part on the decisions, and then their voices are important and the voices are heard by the city management and by city council and all of that. I know that it's hard to get people participation, but I think it's something that we have to ensure in order to have a successful government. I also want to focus in affordable housing. I'm a renter in the opportunity zone own this program that actually is not going to benefit Boulder, like the buildings where I live or the small businesses. This program that actually includes the 29th Street Mall and Google was actually intended to help locations like the depressed areas. But I don't think this program fits in Boulder. Now we have it, and I think we have to be together to try to keep the moratorium in place to protect the housing. With the new council, I think we have this worry that what is going to happen with apartments where I'm living at, displacement of people, displacement of small businesses. So this is my concern. And I want to work through this, but I want all the people in council to also help me with this. Thank you.
Thank you. And Junie, your top three priorities should you be elected to Boulder City Council in November?
Thank you so much. I have quite a few priorities because, again, I've had the opportunity over the last year to go around in the community and meet people, go to the different neighborhoods and have discussions and coffees. So my top three priorities is affordable housing that is transit oriented. What that means, 15 minutes neighborhoods, meaning that you work where you live and you shop in the same area. It's very important. That's part of climate change. If we think about protecting our climate, we have to think about how we do affordable housing. We have a large population of people commuting into Boulder each and every day. We have to do better in providing some housing to those who wants to live here. And also, again, I mentioned the homeless population, who's very important to me as well. I believe that having more housing available for these type of people also is part of my priority. But I do understand that the city is doing a lot to provide affordable housing to the homeless. But also part of my priority is government efficiency. I've sat on council over the year, actually. I have had that moment where I sit there throughout the year from 6 o'clock to about midnight and 2 o'clock. And I've seen how, you know, the council go about prioritizing. And that's something that is very important to me because we have limited budget and we have a lot of issues and a lot of ideas we would like to prioritize. But also another passion of mine, something that I'm interested in, is open space. As I've talked with my friends, open space, unlike a movie theater, you don't have to pay for. So you don't have to be rich to enjoy open space. You can be of any social class and you can go out there and enjoy it. So there's a lot of net benefit to open space, and I want to ensure the proper management of open space. So my top three priorities, as you ask me, affordable housing, government efficiency, and open space management. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Junie. And Andy, we'll go to you next. 44 years in Boulder and a business owner, I'm sure you have some ideas about what your priorities might be should you be elected to Boulder City Council.
Thank you, Roz. And I think that a key to our town has been the maintenance of open space. It makes us unique in the world. It brings about a reason for people to live here. The maintenance of our open space has become very, very difficult. We have a huge amount of visitors, and we need to generate some more money, probably tax-wise, to maintain that. Most of all of our big issues are dependent on or specific to the population increase that has been recommended by outside development. We are under siege from external financial forces that would like to mine what is left of Boulder's available space. The opportunity zone that Karina touched upon is a very fascinating subject. These opportunity zones are meant to benefit large hedge funds, you know, Jared Kushners and Trumpians throughout the country. We need to protect ourselves against external financial gains and maintain the beauty and the sanctuary that we have established over the last 50 years. Another priority that I believe is also critical is our transportation mess. We do not have a transportation system that can absorb the great amount of population that we have today, never mind the existent probable increase in population we're looking at. So we need to update our transportation, and I think we need to tap into state information. We need to have collaboration with Jared Polis, and we need to get our governor on board to bring us some mass transit.
Thank you, Andy. Moving into some other issues, Boulder has been engaged in an effort to municipalize its utilities, which has resulted in an ongoing challenge with Xcel and the Public Utilities Commission. Let's start with you, Corina. Please explain to our audience your position on municipalization, either why you're for it or why you're against it. Thank you.
Thank you. About the municipalization, I think we have to work very hard to ensure that the city seriously address the climate change in a real way. I support the Boulder's climate action to get 100% clean renewable energy by 2030. And there's probably several ways to get there. I know that the Muni has gone to the voters and is going to go now. And I will absolutely support putting the issue on the ballot, and I will respect the voters' decision. And if you ask me personally, I will vote for the Muni. I know that there's a huge fight and there's a huge of a divided opinion, valid opinions from, you know, people that are in favor or against it. And I think that if you ask me just as a voter, I will say that I'm in favor of it. I know that it is very challenging that Boulder is fighting, and this fight is just is becoming crazy, and we're spending a lot of money. And it will be so much easier if Xcel is actually willing to work to benefit the population of Boulder and let us free to go on our own. I think it will be good to inform people in English, Spanish, or whatever other languages we have in here in Boulder, and make inform our community so the community can take a decision. It is a hard subject.
Thank you so much, Corina. You're listening to a Boulder City Council Forum on KGNU. I'm going to go to you next, Andy. Again, it's hard. It's complex. What are your thoughts on municipalization?
I have followed the municipalization effort for over 8 years as the city has attempted to divest ourselves of being clients of Xcel. It has been a very, very tough row. We have not apparently made any appreciable dent in the challenges that are required to become a municipal entity. I believe we should put it up to another vote, and I will respect the vote of the people. I believe that the municipal effort, the money and time and effort that we have put into it, has divided our attention to some very much more compelling issues, i.e. the density that's being fostered upon us by the moneyed interests. We don't know how much longer it would take to become a municipal entity. There's no time frame or dollar sign attached to it. However, if we are not paying attention to what the developers will do, all of our open spaces within the city will soon become high-density, multi-unit, large buildings. I am so opposed to that, and I feel that that is the single biggest element that we could affect as city council. We do have a lame duck city council. They seem not to be concerned as much about the density as they could be. And I very much want to bring that as an engagement issue to the neighborhoods, to the people, to see what they want the future of our town to look like.
And finally, Junie, that difficult question to get our arms around it and pronounce, mm-hmm. municipalization. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Thank you. I think for me, Muni is a simple yes. And the reason why I say yes for Muni is because it's about political participation. And part of my platform is political inclusion. That means people's voice are heard. The people have voted. They have accepted the process. They've said yes to the process. And as leaders, we have a choice to follow the people's voice. I have heard the discussions around town where people have said to me, it was so close, Junie, it was so close. It was 49-51. But what I say to these people is that in the future, if you're part of the 51%, you would want your elected leader to do the right thing and take into account your voice. So to me, municipalization is about the voice of the people. And as someone who worked in the human rights field, I would say yes to Muni. And also we have to take into account the climate. And also I wanted to mention, I have had the opportunity to sit down with the Xcel representative. We've talked at length about the work that Xcel's been doing. I know Xcel is working on renewable as well. And also, I've had the opportunity to go to the city and talk to the energy department. And I know the work, they're really working hard on behalf of the people. So we have two different entities who are working. But I want to go back. To me, it's about the people. It's about fairness. It's about participation. I know for a fact that Muni will take into account the voice of the people. Whenever there will be any change to the Muni process, people will have a voice. Right now, Xcel is more, I would imagine, which is correctly, they care more about their shareholder than they care about the people. And I think Muni is about accountability and the voice of the people. And I said yes.
All right. Well, let's just stay with you for a moment, Junie. I have lived in Boulder for 4 decades, and I'm always surprised by the excellent quality of people who decide they want to serve on city council, because it can be a thankless job. But at the same time, I'm equally surprised, you know, you go to a coffee shop and you overhear people talking about, oh, the Boulder City Council doesn't know what it's doing. I'm not happy with the way, the direction that they're going. Why would you be the council member that would make a difference and people wouldn't be saying that?
Thank you. You know, this is the thing. People have the right to express themselves and express their disfavor with their council person or anyone who's running. Because guess what? That's part of the accountability system, that people get to express themselves and say how they feel about the process. So I think as a council member, I want them to hold me to account. I want them to express how they feel about the decisions that I've made. But I want to go back to my own personal life experience. I was born in Haiti. I grew up until I was about 13. I grew up there. So I've seen suffering. I have experienced it myself. But I have dedicated my life to serving other people. And I believe through that experience of whether working for the United Nations or working on a U.S. government agency program in Côte d'Ivoire or working in Geneva at the UN headquarters there, I have had those experiences, and I will take them with me within City Council. So I have had those experiences of listening to people and bringing different people into the conversation. So I think, again, I wanted to mention, I have had the opportunity to walk throughout the neighborhoods. I've knocked on 350 doors already. So I'm willing to listen to people and hear their experience, their life stories, to inform the decisions that I will be making. And if I ever step out of bound, or as a council person, I've made a decision that, you know, that somehow doesn't align fully with the people, I want to hear their voice.
All right, thank you. Andy, I'm going to ask you next about that. I'm sure you've heard those same things. So people not happy with their elected representatives. And why would you be the perfect city council member that no one would complain about, Andy?
Well, I'm not sure about that, Ross. However, my effort would be to not only listen to the people here, but to try to put forth a more collaborative effort between our city council, our city management, and our city staff. There seems to be a vast disconnect between what the people in the town want and what our staff and council have concluded would be accurate reactions to those needs. The Alpine Balsam plan that was put forth recently is a great example of that disconnect. 4 years of staff effort came up with a design that was very adverse to what the neighborhoods wanted. So primarily, the only special interest that I will listen to is that of the city of Boulder. I'm here as a preservationist. I believe in our neighborhood integrity, and I think we need to have engagement that our neighborhoods don't get trampled by out-of-town moneyed interests. So I'm looking for engagement from our staff, engagement from our management, and even more important, engagement between our city council and our neighborhoods.
And Karina, why you? Why are you the one that needs to be on city council?
I think it's good that I think every candidate right now that is running has its best intentions. I have the best intention to serve the city, and most important, to serve the city of Boulder, the people, you know, with all these problems that are going on right now. I know that they are not recently, they come from years and years. And I know that a lot of people are disappointed of politicians. And it's natural. I'm one of those. I mean, with our government that we have now, you know, a Trump administration and all that. But I think we have to have hope. I want to bring a strength. I want to bring my character. I think I am very strong to be sitting here when my first language is Spanish. I'm really very nervous, but I'm trying to do my best. I think engage the community. It's very important because we're here to serve the community. I mean, we're not here to serve other interests, but we're here to serve the community. We have to work together as a team also. I think the council members is a team, and we all have to push to make Boulder a better place, even better. I know that Boulder is have these awesome programs. I'm a mother. One of my main concerns is kids, schools, and all that. Everything that includes that, housing, transportation. We have to look at how can we get people to take the bus so we can make this better? RTD is not working to help us. We have to have transportation, public transportation free. It's the only way that we're going to get people to take the bus again. I think that I want to bring transparency and honesty in my heart, because I think that I have a lot to learn, but I have my best intentions and I want to work for the well of the beloved citizens of Boulder.
Thank you, Corina. Junie, I'm going to go to you. I know you've all participated in multiple candidate forums so far and panel discussions like this one. So if you could ask your fellow candidates who are running for city council one question based on what you've heard in those sessions, in those forums, what would you want to know about what they think or what they feel or what why they want to be the person that runs for city council? What would you want to ask them, your other fellow council candidates?
Yeah, no, thank you for this question. If there is really one question I wanted to ask all my city council friends, is that what will they be doing to ensure socioeconomic diversity in Boulder? What would be one thing they would jump on and get to work on their first day? Thank you.
All right, that sounds good.
Thank you.
Andy, thoughts about having heard your fellow candidates speak, thoughts about, boy, I'd like to get them aside and ask them a question about XYZ.
I would ask every one of the candidates is, what is their vision for the future for our town? Having been here for a long time, many, many decades, I appreciate and respect the stewardship of so many hard workers. That's why so many people want to be here, because of the efforts of our predecessors. It didn't just happen in a whimsical manner. It didn't happen without foresight. But today we're being challenged by moneyed interests that will take every bit of open space that they can and mine it for financial benefit. I don't share that vision. My vision is much more of a preservationist vision. So that would be my question. What is the vision that all the candidates have for our future?
And likewise to you, Marina, what are your thoughts on that?
First of all, I would like to say thank you to everyone for take this challenge to run for Boulder City Council, because it's hard. And I mean, I know that, I mean, everyone is at some point that we're getting questionnaires and interviews, and you know, it takes courage to be city council. So I want to salute everyone that is running for city council. So my question will be more of, I'm really concerned about the opportunity zone. So I will ask everyone, how will you ensure that the Boulder so-called opportunity zone will not follow the same course that it's going within the country? You know, that it will, with money flow, tax exempt, will lead to have, instead of what we have now, luxury apartments, high-end hotels, big businesses and all that, that will actually result in gentrification, displacement of families. And also, I think one thing that it has not been addressed, because now we have a moratorium to protect the housing, but it's temporary. The next council can lift it. We don't know what is going to happen. And with this opportunity zone, I'm really afraid, like, businesses like my favorite restaurant behind my building, Three Margaritas, can be gone. You know, all these people, so what are we going to do? It's just, it's very sad. And I would like that all of us as candidates, whoever gets elected, people in council, we protect our people in Boulder of this opportunity zone.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Andy, let's start with you as far as your 1 minute closing statement, and please share your contact information with our audience.
I think that it's very compelling during this election to look at what we have in town, look at the preservation efforts of our predecessors, and conclude whether or not those things should be respected or not. So I'm very concerned about land use. I think that almost all of the issues are specific to that. And I hope that we can preserve the wonderful, beautiful town that's been established over the last many, many decades.
And your contact information?
It would be Andy Chalani Facebook page.
Thank you. Junie?
As I've previously mentioned, I'm running because socioeconomic diversity and political inclusion matters. My top three priorities, as I mentioned before, is affordable housing, transit-oriented affordable housing that take into account the climate, and also preserving existing neighborhoods. Also, government efficiency. Government efficiency is very important to me. I've had the opportunity to sit on city council and see the time that is taken for a lot of studies and research. And I would like to see a council that moves with the priority to protect and promote the rights of the people living in Boulder. And also, I am championing open space, the current open space tax bill initiative. I've signed on to that because I believe it's important, again, as someone who's running on socioeconomic diversity, protecting open space goes right in line with my platform because anyone can use open space. Again, you can reach me at junieforboulder@gmail.com or junieforboulder.com.
Thank you, Junie. And Karina, your 1 minute final statement here and your contact information.
Well, I have to say that I hope to get your vote. First of all, I hope you vote for me, and I hope I can you can trust me. I promise to bring council different ideas, different maybe solutions for problems. I hope to bring heart to this council, and I want to bring my heart as a mom, because I care about the city, not just for my children, but from the next generations. I want the next generations to be able to come enjoy our beautiful open space, to keep the little diversity that we still have in Boulder, to increase it. This is what I want. I want to work together. And I hope that you trust me. I want to bring transparency and strength. And thank you very much. And if you guys want to look for more about me, you can look at CorinaFoldBoulder.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to three of the 15 Boulder City Council candidates seeking office in the November 5th election, Junie Joseph, Andy Cellini, and Karina Hulka. Thank you for joining us. I'm Roz Brown. To listen to interviews with all of the candidates, go to news.kgnu.org.